You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
All right, welcome to Section 31, episode number 187. I am Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
This week, we will be, we have a very early on something special, and we can talk about a deck that I played a long time ago that somebody asked about. There is some very, very piecemeal spoiler of a project that's going on. Anything else? We got a one-y tournament.
No, I think about covers it. Yeah, I don't even want to think about that yet. That's still too far away for me to consider, although I should be considering it. This is the perfect time to be, in fact, probably a little late to be considering a 1E tournament in 2 weeks.
Out, it's past time. I've already decided that I don't know what I'm playing.
And I've already decided that I need to play something that I can build quickly so I don't have to put too much time into it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There is a couple of things that folks will probably be expecting me to play, and I will probably end up playing one of those things, but I just don't know which it is yet.
I know what I'm expecting.
Yeah, well,
let's just say it's a good thing that I didn't come to the last tournament for you. I probably would have lost to a lot of other people, but I would have given you a bad day.
All right, well, apparently someone else, you and Matt, have played Borg a few times locally, and all I hear from Thomas and Johnny and Charlie is, if my 1E opponent sits down across from me and shows Borg, I'm going to pick up my cards and walk away, because it is the absolute worst thing to play against. And I haven't played Borg in like 2 years, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Hey, I guess I'll play Borg then.
Yeah, I guess so.
If it's going to earn me free wins.
Yeah. I don't know. The last deck I was playing had so many universal people and so few unique males. I probably could have played such that there were no assimilation targets. There'd be plenty of species assimilation targets, but there's no home to worry about playing Medean.
I had a rough gig against Thomas, man. He was playing TNG, I think, or maybe it was Klingon, but he had a lot of... Yeah, it was Klingon TNG, and he had Captain Worf and Gowron, and that was about it. As far as unique males for me to target, with that particular objective, there was not a lot of for a deck that particularly wanted to get a lot of points from the assimilated counterpart. Not good.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something to think about when putting it together, because I've got to worry about you playing that deck. I've got to worry about Matt playing that deck. So, I don't know. That makes me want to go back to that all-female deck that Thomas was playing a while ago. It was like Worf and his harem, and just choose a universal guy for the male and just play that way.
Double.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've got a week and a half, right?
That's about right. Yeah.
And I know you and I.
If I don't have it by in a week and a half. Yeah, so a little less, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll look forward to giving a report on that in 2 weeks. Other than that, we played some Tribbles over the weekend. We had a card construction party. That went pretty well. Thomas destroyed us. I've never been quite as demoralized playing Tribbles as I was over the weekend. It seemed like everything was just falling Thomas's way.
Wow.
I haven't posted the results yet. I got them right here. Tournament number one, Thomas scored 700,000. Tournament number two, he scored almost double that, 1.3 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He went out two or three times, and it was with Idix, and it was just, I didn't score a point in the second tournament. Boy. I got to get back in the swing of things.
Literally.
Yeah. We were actually recording on an oddball night. We just had our, call it a Section 31 softball game. We were routed by Tulshyar today, unfortunately. Forward to our next
intramural intelligence league.
Yeah,
that's good. Obsidian Order's got it coming next week.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at these uniforms that we're wearing. They're actually pretty close to DS9er colors, aren't they?
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, that is the blue of the Niners jerseys.
Pinstripes.
At least the one that I have. Yeah. Just need the logo.
All right.
I should have changed hats.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I received a message from someone who was listening to the show, and it was from Core on the boards, and he was looking for a Tui deck and heard us talking about a Romulan escaping detection deck that I played and I had a lot of fun with. You can go back in our archive and find that. Had I done proper research, I'd be able to tell you what episode number it was, but I don't even know. Man, you know, he asked if we had any thoughts about playing it. Have you ever tried playing Escaping Detection?
Is it the one where you have to name a card and they can't play that card?
I think Escaping Detection is if you have more events in your core than you're everywhere, and then you get to use all the Romulan tricks.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm thinking of Tachyon Detection Grid.
Yeah. Escaping Detection says, to play this event, you must command three Romulans, plays in your core. When not your turn, if you command more events than each of your opponent, each of your personnel aboard your cloaking device ship, is it all missiles in the same quadrant as all ships? So the idea was that you play this and then get just a horde of events out. You know, that means you can play with all the big point dilemmas. And then you play with all the things that, you know, if you want to use skills here, you have to discard cards, and if you can use Thunder Trap and all those things to make my people be wherever you are. That way I don't have to try to figure out where you're going. When I played this deck, I came in sixth place out of six people.
Yeah, it's pretty hard and it's pretty defensive intensive, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of cards left over to do your thing.
Yeah,
if
deck,
I remember
the
correctly.
Deck was 90 cards, and about half of that was events just to spam the board, just to make sure you really are everywhere.
Geez, how long ago was that?
It was last year. It was about a year ago.
Yeah, because that seems like a Call to Arms deck. I remember playing that, you know, way back, you know.
There are a few,
you know, the whole concept
in here, but. You know, I mean, I see things like Peak Performance and all the weird events that you normally, I just haven't played very much, just to throw them in. You know what this was? It had a lot of infiltrators in it, too. I think that was a thing, because Romulans, lots of infiltrators, a lot of non-aligned infiltrators. I see Ashara and Kieran and O'Brien Connolly and Anastasia, just for that team of infiltrators and...
Okay.
That worked well. There's probably a reason I never played this deck again.
Because you finished 6 out of 6.
I won a game and two of the losses were modified, so it must have been entertaining. But what I would do is if you click on Escaping Detection, this is my favorite thing to do now. If there's a card that you want to build a deck around,
oh yes,
you click on it and it tells you all the decks that have been played recently with that card. I'm only seeing one here. It's called Bad Assassins, which is not something.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's deck by Flo. Hey, you know what? It came in second place a year ago, out of four, in Germany. Matter of time release, you know? Hey, what are you gonna do? This was this year. This was only a month or two ago. So
I was going to say, Matter of Time release it. Yeah. It was not a year ago.
Hey. That, you know what? The 1E decks that I've been playing recently that I've done well with have either been the Vidians that I've been working on for about a year now or lifted heavily from Ken Tufts. If you would like to build a deck around a card, you know what? That's a good place to start.
Absolutely. And I do like that. That function is really cool. Yeah, find a card that you think is cool or a strategy that you think is cool and find the cards that are involved in it and just go hunting for decks that have that card in it.
Yeah. Well, this actually looks kind of similar, except it's about 23 cards less and probably a lot smarter. So, yeah, check that deck out there. It's called Bad Assassins. It's by Flo. It's played on the 3rd of... I'm going to guess that's the 2nd of March at a constructed tournament. So that's on there. Check it out.
Nice.
Better than that deck from someone who came in second than last.
Let's see. We had some... different kind of spoiler sent in to us by one of our agents here. Since we're kind of between, we've had two recent releases, it's not really a good spoiler season, but this is some information about a major site enhancement.
Yeah. So one of the code monkeys must have let something slip.
Yeah, so this is related to the 1E deck builder and is currently being beta tested by a select group of individuals. They are, let's see, testing two major enhancements. One of them is... No, two of them. Oh, I guess they say three major enhancements. We don't actually get to know what the enhancements are, but they are there. They're being worked on. Two of them are new features which have been long desired. So go back and think, what is something on the 1E deck builder that you've wanted for a long time? Is there some...
Anytime I want something with the 1E deck builder, I send a PM to Chris, and it happens the next hour.
And it happens, yeah. it's really complex, which is good for a game as complex as 1E. Mm-hmm. I can't really think of anything. I'm sure there are some things that would make it nice. I don't know, tie into the achievement somehow.
Oh,
show me cards that I need for this achievement. Auto add.
Well, I know a couple of things have been added recently, so when you save the deck, it'll tell you what it's legal for, what formats it's legal for. Maybe you can...
That is nice.
Maybe you can limit your searches. Oh no, that's already in the bottom there. Rule set legality.
Yeah,
and card pool that legality.
One of the things that we got frequent questions on for the achievements was, we tell people to check the deck builder. You're not supposed to rely 100% on it. You know, if the deck builder says it's legal, doesn't necessarily mean. I forgot to put missions in my deck, but deck builder says it's legal, so I can take that to a tournament. It doesn't work like that. You still have to be an achievement legal deck to get it, but if you have a deck and the deck builder says, okay, this is legal for this achievement as built, but the achievement you want is a format specific as well as cards, so you build the deck to the card specifications, but then you play it in the wrong kind of tournament, and then they're like, well, why didn't I get this achievement? So that is a cool enhancement that has been added. Now, it does tell you what types of tournaments it's legal for.
Yes. Yeah, I like that. One of the things that I was working on with that last Vidian deck that turned out not to be Vidian, I went back and forth a lot with making a subtle change, saving it, opening another tab, opening the deck, and seeing, making sure it's still valid for everything. You know, make sure my numbers are right, because you've got to have more than half or whatever. It'd be interesting if that were tied into the main screen there, so it would show you what's up. But well, I look forward to seeing it. Did you see what the code name of the test, the settings was? It's being tested right now.
Yeah, code name is Talos 2.8.
Now, the Return to Talos series was the tournaments, right? That you started with just Premier, or was it Premier? And then went to just one set at a time until all the sets were in. And a few of them were sealed.
Yeah.
I think I played in a couple of them, maybe one. All right, well.
Yeah, they're wrapping up their second season, I think, so.
Well, I wonder what tournament number 2.8 would be.
Maybe something related.
Okay.
And there is a bit at the end here that says the third enhancement that they're looking at is of limited usage right now, but might become more critical in the future. So.
Maybe it's block related?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Some difference, differentiate between block types. That would be interesting.
All right. Well, very good. We look forward to seeing that roll out, if it's just to the premium members or just to all members, either way. Always good to have constantly updating deck builder, just because, you know, if something good pops out of it, that's good for everybody. All right.
Indeed.
So, have you seen this interesting card that we're looking at?
Yes, I'm confused. It's very confusing to me, but and that makes sense because that's part of the lore right now.
Hey, yeah, you're right. All right, so we were sent a way early spoiler for a future 2E set. We don't have a name for the set. We don't have anything. We have a card that came out of UP, it looks like. It's an event. It costs 3, and it's called All Threes Number 33.
All Threes. Now, this has an interesting bold text on it, which implies it's a new keyword, Deckion Resonance.
I have no idea.
Deckion, right? We'll have to merge the Deckion Particle Flux Resonance Meter. Number one.
A Deckion is a subatomic particle which can be both naturally occurring and artificially generated, according to, Memory Alpha.
I was going to say, thank you, Memory Danta.
It looks like a temporal causality loop, cause and effect, is the episode. Oh,
yeah.
From Parallax as well. They talked about it in the Voyager episode.
Right, that's what the All Threes is from, that episode, Cause and Effect, and the Data Keep Dealing.
All right.
That gives me a headache already. Because if 2E needs anything, it needs Hexany. That'd be great.
All right. Like we said, this is an event. It has... this is one of those, what do you call it, when it does one thing or does something else?
Dual purpose? I don't know. Is there a card term for that?
Oh, they had a bunch of interrupts that came out a while back that did something.
And, oh, yeah. This seems to be related, though. They seem to be related to one another.
All right. After the keyword, it says Deckion Resonance. Play in your core. When this event is removed from the game, you may place an opponent's event that costs 3 or less with no cards on it on the bottom of its owner's deck. Continue.
Yeah.
Order.
So you have to
remove your 3 Deckion Resonance events from the game to shuffle your deck.
So if you're just using this, we'll assume for the moment that there are probably going to be other Deckion Resonance cards.
Yes.
You have to get 3 of them out and then remove 3 of them in play from the game to shuffle your deck, but consequently do all these other things. This is non-unique, so technically you could have 3 of these.
So let's say you play your 3rd, and now it's your execute orders phase, so you remove these 3 cards, these 3 events from the game, and shuffle your deck. As a side effect, as you said, You may place an opponent's event that costs three or less with no cards on it on the bottom of an opponent's deck. So you can blow up or return to their deck.
Three events. You're going to have three of them.
No, because you have to remove your three events from the game to shuffle your deck. Oh, and you blow up all three. So
yes, you blow up all three.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Presumably, there will be other game techs that when they get removed on another Decheon Resistance, but that's a lot of setup. Three, so far, even if you're just using these, three cost for an event, so nine counters, and you can't use it until you can't drop the bomb until you have all three of them, and then you take out three events.
This sounds like a Dominion card, not the Dominion, the affiliation, the Dominion card game, When you when you put this out of play, gain the gold or something like that. But
this is clearly from Dark Ages.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's interesting. Clearly, there's a lot going on here, and we don't have the full picture. But
yes. The other ones are shuffle all of your out of play Decheon Resonance cards and swap them with your draw deck, and then spin around in a circle upside down three times and shuffle your all cards in play into your draw deck, and then take your draw deck and put all those cards in play.
It took me this long to get the reference that the fake lore is right now.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
I don't know what to do with these tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Calling again. It's the theme from Frasier.
Wow, I have not watched enough Frasier, apparently. But that's funny.
Because
he's in that episode.
He's in that episode, yeah. Well, if nothing else, Stones! That was the name of the thing that I was thinking about. It does something and then does something else. This is not that, because it does something else.
Oh, yes, the Stones.
Yes. Anyway. All the caveats apply. This is it looks like, according to our notes at the bottom here, this is version A of the card, which means this is not going to look anything like it does when it finally makes it to the final set, if it doesn't get cut already, because that's just, how it goes on this show. Thanks to our agent for collecting this and sending it along, and I just got a stern talking to from someone in the chat room about demanding who spoiled this, so your secret is safe with me. Anyway,
yes.
Awesome.
Just remember to pay the price for that information. He specifies here.
Yeah, I've already deleted. Eaten the email, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, that's already self-destructed.
Yes. Oh.
Better luck next time.
Oh, that's funny. I just undeleted it. All right. Well, that is amusing and a secret we can never let out, because then people would know where this came from. All right, folks. Have we got anything else to talk about?
I think that's clearly approaching the infinite limit of our intelligence for this week. But thanks to our multiple sources for delivering some intelligence, so we have something goofy to talk about, and vengeance and great furious anger towards the Tel Shiar. But we'll just have to take out our aggression on the Obsidian Order next week. In the meantime, I'm Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan. Oh, next week, when we come back, we can talk about the movie.
Yes! Oh my god, I want to talk about the movie so bad, but you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But yes, we'll have to do that. Are you going to be back in time? I'll be back in time, but you're still going to be out. Next week is a holiday.
That's all right. I shall still be able to make it.
So, yeah, okay. Then we'll do that.
My surroundings will not be the same, but that is okay.
All right.
And I'm Sven.
And I will remind you all to remember what the hell I was talking about and expand your power in the universe.
And I'll draw to end. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect.
They are always watching you, but you cannot detect Section 31. Section 31. Section 31.